From Hollywood, California, the makers of Old Gold cigarettes bring you Meet Me at Parkey's.
John, dear, my club wants me to appear in a musical show they're putting on. What will people say when they see me wearing tights?
Oh, they'll probably say I married you for your money.
For my money? Why, you...
There. Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Conductor, why did the train stop so suddenly? What's happened?
Oh, nothing much. We just ran over a cow.
A cow? Was it on the track?
No, we chased it into a barn. Why, of all the stupid
things
I
ever... Why be irritated? Light an Old Gold and meet me at Parkey's.
Yes, everybody meets at Parkey's. So come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, O.B. Cates' clarinet and his orchestra, and our genial host, the star of our show, Mark Your Carcass!
Let's see how it finally came out. Tigers 8, Cubs 4. Elephant 6, Lion 7. Say, they give you quite an assortment in these boxes of animal crackers. Boy, what that business we've been doing here in the restaurant lately. Am I busy? All day long, I've been dipping that chicken in the hot water to make more chicken soup. Boy, am I tired. And is that chicken tired? I'm glad I didn't make oxtail soup. Imagine trying to get a big ox to sit down in that hot water. I'm only joking because I feel so good. Yes, sir, if business keeps up as terrific as this, in 3 or 4 years, I'll be breaking even. Even had to rent the whole second floor upstairs so I could use it for banquets and big parties. They used to have a dancing school up there. Used to teach adagio dancing. You know what that adagio stuff is. One fella takes a girl and throws her across the room to another fella. They had to go out of business. Had too many arguments. Seems as though one of the fellas kept saying to the other fella, "I thought you had her." They lost more girls that way. Well, I booked my first party of 22 people for my banquet hall upstairs for a week from Friday night. The graduation party for the barber college. What kind of a dinner could I make for the barbers? I got it. I'll make him a barbecue. And I got a surprise for him, too. Instead of giving the barbers napkins, I'll give them hot towels. Say, speaking of barbers, I got to get some new razor blades. It's getting hard to cut the ham with these old ones. Well, hello, Miss Betty Rhodes. Ain't this a grand and glorious day? Gee, I feel full of pep and gingivitis.
Gee, I'm awfully happy to see you in such wonderful spirits, Parky.
Yeah, Betty, ever since business is booming, I feel like one of the biggest booms around here. I feel like $1 million. Less the withholding tax. Less Social Security and less unemployment tax and the state tax and the federal tax. Yes, Betty, I feel like $1.80 net.
Parky, I'm thrilled that everything's going along so fine. It does feel good to be successful, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. You know, Betty, I think I'll write a book about my life in the restaurant business.
Your life in the restaurant business?
Yes.
Well, what are you going to call a book?
Forever Hamburger.
Oh, Parky. Say, we're going to have to do a lot of extra business to pay for that new banquet hall.
You said it.
Have you ever thought about doing some advertising? You should capitalize on your slogan, "Meet Me at Parkey's."
Say, maybe you're right, Betty. Now that I can get plenty of meat, I'll be able to advertise. Meet me at Parkey's. You know, it wasn't so good during the war when all I could get was fish. I had to say, "Fish me at Parkey's." That's not good. Betty, you know, you are absolutely right. It pays to advertise. No, something I think I'll write an ad right now. Send it down to the papers. Mark this down, Betty.
All right, wait till I get a pencil, though.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. What do you want to say in the ad?
Well, you start off with a big word. You say, attention. Attention, see? Mm-hmm. All lovers of good food, dear sir, I have now enlarged my restaurant at a great deal of suspense. I can now greet you either downstairs or upstairs. If this does not suit you, I'll meet you halfway between. Won't you please come in and see me soon? Signed, anxious.
mind anxious. Parky, that's stupid.
All right, sign it stupid. No, that's no good because then they'll think it's Uppy Case. Say, where is Uppy, anyways?
Oh, he's been going around trying to get some parties for your new banquet room. Hey, that was a good idea, Parky, sending him out trying to get business.
Well, he'd better get some business, Betty.
Give Opie a chance, Parky. You know he can't make good in one day.
Yeah, you're right, Betty. After all, if he don't make good today, you can always fire him tomorrow.
Oh, I guess that man wants to see you, Parky.
Oh, yes, I'll see him. How do you do, sir?
Hi, you the proprietor?
The proprietor, I should say not. I own this place.
I understand you're opening up a new banquet hall upstairs. Now, am I correct?
Correct it.
Now, you're going to have a lot of people at them banquets. Yes. When they go into that banquet room, how are they going to sit?
They'll sit like they always do.
No, I don't mean that. They got to know where they're supposed to sit. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, who are you buying your place cards from?
Place cards?
Sure, they got to have a card with their name on it.
Why, don't they know their name?
Yeah, sure they do, but to know where they're going to sit, you got to have their name on a card right at their place. That's
right.
Why they call it a place card.
Oh.
That's what they call proper etiquette.
Etiquette? What's that?
Etiquette?
Yes.
Why, etiquette means that you're very polite and courteous like I am, you stupid jerk.
That explains it, I
sure. Etiquette is like when you're eating, you gotta have good manners. You suppose someone reaches over across the table for a hunk of meat and you're reaching at the same time.
Yeah.
Now, if you got good manners, you'll always say, pardon me, before you slap his hand with your knife.
Gee, am I glad you came in. You know I never knew that.
Why, sure. Now you're running a nice, exclusive, high-class joint here. You got a beautiful dump. You gotta get classy. Am I correct?
Correct it.
Okay, now that's why I want to sell you these place cards.
How much are the place cards?
Well, it's all according to what you want.
Yes.
I'll make them up special to order. Now, what kind would you like?
I suppose I should have some fancy cards, huh?
Correct it! Yes. Fancy place calls for fancy cards. Now, what kind of a fancy color would you like?
Fancy color? How's about pigeon blood red?
Pigeon blood red, eh?
Yes.
Well, let me think if I got enough pigeons. Yeah, I guess I can handle it.
Yes, well, now I want to run the whole thing up a chartreuse border with little tiny chrysanthemum mums.
Boy, all this fancy stuff that's going to run into money.
I don't care. Nothing is too good for my customers. Am I correct?
Correct. Okay, I'll turn in your order.
I'm done be through yet. Now, around the whole thing, I want a border of pink lace.
Pink lace?
Yes.
Hey, this is the fanciest place card we ever made.
That's only the front of the card. Now, on the back.
Hey.
Got two sides, don't it? On the back, I want an old gold black ground with robin blue eggs.
Robin blue eggs?
Yes.
Hey, how many minutes do you want the eggs?
I want them scrambled.
Get out the kid. Now, let me see if I got everything right here. On the front, you want a chartreuse border with little tiny chrysanthemum mums and...
Hey, you know you talk with a dialect?
Let me get this straight now around the whole thing. There's a border of pink lace. On the back, you want an old gold background with robin blue eggs. Am I correct? It?
Correct. It. Now, that's the front and the back of the place, Scouts. Now, on the sides... Okay.
On the sides?
Yes, I want two little lovebirds looking into each other's eyes. And they are pointing with their beaks. And one little bird is saying, hmm, look who's sitting here.
You mean to tell me you want all that stuff on a place card?
Yes, that's my own special design. Now, when can I get the cards?
Let me ask you one question.
What's that?
When can you come in for a fitting?
What did that man want, Parky?
Just a wise guy. He wanted to sell me place cards. He was trying to kid me along, but I give it right back to him.
Oh.
You know what he said, Betty? He said that at banquets you got to have special cards with the people's names on it.
Well, that's true, Parky.
It is?
Uh-huh.
Say, I better see if I can catch him and cancel that order I gave him.
Betty Rhodes sings, The Last Time I Saw You.
Was the last time I saw you the last time? Or can I hope to hold you once more? What about me could have made you doubt me? Try to live without me, wanting me no more. From the first time I saw you, I loved you, and to me, darling, you were the man. Was the last time I saw you the last time, or will you give love one more
Say, Parky, now that you've got your banquet hall upstairs, I'd like to place some cards around for the old gold people.
Place cards? Wait a minute. You're starting with the place cards, too? I bet that other fella put you up to this. Why, don't you think who
now
you
there,
are?
What there, Parky. Why be irritated? Light on old gold.
Oh, gee, Bob, I'm sorry. You know, half the time, I don't know if people is kidding me or not.
Well, Parky, I'm not kidding when I say that you can always get comfort and pleasure when you light on old gold, especially today. But you can't get that comfort and pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry.
Bob, you are 100% correct.
Well, yes, and to help prevent cigarette dryness, old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples. We call it apple honey.
Say, Bob, I hate to make a pig out of myself, but I love to hear you talk about old golds. And I know you could tell me more about old golds if you would force yourself.
Well, okay, then I will, Parky. Old Gold's blend of many great tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco for delightful extra flavor. Extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's Old Gold. So try a pack first chance you get. And, Parky, remember, when little annoyances get you down, why be irritated? Light an Old Gold.
Say, you know, after listening to you, I don't know what to say. So I won't say it. Oh, here comes Uppy. Pardon you, Bobby. Probably wants to see me about some big business, I hope. Hello, Uppy. Did you get any business for the new banquet hall?
Well, I sure did, Parky.
Yeah?
Well, right now I'm decking with a fellow for a big party of 65 or 70 people.
Good.
It's for his 10th wedding anniversary.
10th wedding anniversary? Gee, 65, 70 people. When is the party?
In 10 years. He just got married yesterday. But I told him we'd hold a table for him.
Who's going to hold a table for 10 years? Something could happen, they wouldn't even show up.
Oh, don't worry, they gotta show up.
Why?
He gave me a dollar deposit.
Oh. Are you gonna be a good manager for me? Opie, I knew I made a mistake when I made you my contact manager.
Oh, Betsy. Well, how many parties did you book for us?
None yet, Betty, but I sure got a lot of promises.
Oh, really? Who promised you?
The boys of my band. They're going to eat here.
They're going to eat here? Well, your band has been eating 3 meals a day here without paying for the last 6 months.
Yeah, but now it's going to be different, Parky.
You mean from now on they're going to pay?
No, from now on they're going to eat in the banquet room.
See.
Oh, gee, maybe someone's telephoning for a reservation in the banquet room.
Let's make him think it's a high-class place here and we got a lot of offices, you know. We'll switch him from one office to the other like they do in the big corporations.
Okay.
I'll answer it. Hello? Meet me at Parky's. Who? Huh? I don't get it. Just a minute. I'll switch you to the order department. Take it there.
Hello, order department. What? Oh, you want the reservation department. Just one moment, please. Take it, Opie.
Hello, reservation department. This is the vice president in charge of holding tables speaking.
Who?
Oh, wait a minute. I better give you the general manager. Take it, Parky.
Hello? General manager speaking. I did. Oh, you did. You didn't? You couldn't. Oh, you would if you could.
Take it, Opie.
Commissary department, head comm speaking. Oh, you want to talk to the owner? Yeah, he's here. Wait a minute. Take it, Parker.
Hello? Yes? I'm the owner. Who? The treasurer? Yes, I'm the treasurer, too. What's that? Oh, yes, sure. I got plenty of cash. Could I what? Yes, I could handle that. Okay, come over anytime. Anytime at all, we'll be glad to fix you up. Goodbye.
Well, who was it, Parky?
Some fellow wants a nickel back on an empty bottle.
Say, please answer that phone and let's not switch it around this time or they'll think we're all crazy here.
Okay, I'll get it. Hello, meet me at Parky's. This is Opie Cates, banquet manager, speaking. You what? You want a special dinner for a party of 90? For tonight? Well, hold the line. Parky, can we handle a party of 90 for tonight?
A party of 90? Gee whiz, we'll have to work fast and I'll have to get a lot of extra help and extra food. Let's take it anyway. Opie, we'll do it.
Okay, hello. Yep, we can handle it. What's that? Hold the line, please. How much is this dinner going to be, Parky?
Well, let's see. For a dinner for a party of 90, I think we could give them a good dinner for $3 apiece.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hello. We can give you a good dinner for $3. Okay, your party will be here at 8. Well, we'll be ready. We'll be ready. Goodbye. Parky, they're going to be here at 8 o'clock. That's for a party of 90.
Right.
Oh, Parky, that's wonderful. 90 people at $3 apiece is $270. Gee, that's a nice order.
It sure is. I had a lot of work selling that, too. Say, Parky, when do I get my commission?
Your commission? You get your commission right now. Opie Cates, I now make you a second lieutenant.
Oh, come on, you fellas. We got a lot of work to do. Gee, Parky, I'm so excited.
Me too.
I can hardly believe we'll have 90 people in the banquet hall tonight.
90 people?
Hey, wait a minute.
What's the matter, Betty?
Well, I just remembered our license permits us to seat only 65 people in the banquet hall. I know something about the fire laws. Gee, Parky, what do we do? How can we seat 90 people?
Oh, that's simple, Betty. Have them sat on each other's laps.
Uppie, this is serious. We got to think of something. For heaven's sake, man, just don't stand there. Do something, Uppie. Do something.
Opie Cates, his clarinet and his orchestra play It's Gotta Be This or That.
play good, but you play loud. I was just trying to listen to the World Series, and I had to stick my head halfway in the radio, and even then I couldn't hear it.
You know something? I clean forgot about that baseball game, Bob. Who won?
Well, who cares? I just listened to the commercials.
I wish I had time to listen to the game. You know, I'm crazy about baseball. I saw the first game of baseball that was ever played. That was over 6 years ago.
Over 6 years ago? Why, Opie, the first game of baseball was played in 1839. That's 106 years ago.
106 years ago?
Oh, yes.
Well, maybe you're right at that, Bob, because some of them players are still playing for Brooklyn, ain't they?
But seriously, Opie, even 79 years before the game of baseball was invented, Mr. Lorillard started his tobacco business. Now, that was in 1760, to be exact. That makes nearly two centuries of association with the world's choice tobaccos. And that's saying something for the ancestry of Old Gold cigarettes, isn't it, Opie?
Well, you sure are right, Robert.
And you know, this vast experience is reflected in the quality of Old Golds today. Marvelous quality consistently maintained throughout the years. So, as soon as you can, try Old Gold.
Well, don't you worry about me trying Old Golds, Bob. You know, this thing sticking out of my mouth ain't no thermometer.
Hey, pardon you a minute, Opie. Could I interrupt you?
Sure, Parky. I'm leaving anyway. So long.
So long, Bob. Say, Opie, we got a lot of work to do to get ready for tonight. You better go in the kitchen and start putting the taillights in the olives.
Okay.
Yes.
Say, Parky, I'm really worried. What are we going to do about getting a license to seat 90 people in the banquet room?
Hey, Betty, if I only knew who I could see, I'm worried, too. If I only knew who to call. Wait a minute, Betty. Our trumbles is over. Look who is standing outside looking in the window.
Why, it's the mayor.
Yes.
He's just the man we need, and he's such a good friend of yours, too.
Boy.
What a break. Call him in, Parky.
Yeah, the only trouble is, Betty, you know, it's so hard to make him understand what you're talking about.
Yeah. He is awfully absent-minded, isn't he, Parky?
Absent-minded? You know what I heard he did last week, Betty? A couple came in for him to marry him, and after the ceremony, he shook hands with the bride, kissed the groom, and gave the best man $2. Is he a mixed-up guy?
Well, absent-minded or not, he's the only man who can help us now. Oh, and look, he's coming in.
Well, 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 hello, Mr. Mayor. You know, I'm honored to have your honor on me here, your honor, honest.
Well, hello, my good friend. Have you voted yet today?
Voted today? Today's not election day.
It isn't?
No.
Why have I been kissing babies today? Oh, well, no harm. All those babies are old enough to vote.
Hey, I'm sure glad what you dropped in, Mr. Mayor. You know, you could do me a great favor.
I can?
Yes.
Fine. Please sit down.
Thank you.
Well, have you decided what you'd like to eat today? We have roast beef, roast lamb, fried chicken, roast veal.
No. I ate already.
You did?
Yes.
And why did you come into my restaurant?
Your restaurant? I'm Parkyakakis. This is my restaurant.
It is, is it?
Sure.
Well, we'll see whose restaurant this is. I'll call up my friend, the mayor.
No. You're a little confused, Your Honor. You see, you are the mayor, don't you?
Why, of course I'm the mayor. And as great a mayor as this great city will ever have. The people of this great city have conferred upon me a great honor to serve in my humble capacity as the chief executive of this great metropolis. And I will not stand for any corruption of this great city government. And as for the likes of you, I've reached the end of my rope. Mister, you're pretty nearly finished.
Me?
You're just about all through. What do you have for dessert?
For dessert? Look, you don't understand, Your Honor. You see, I want to talk to you about my license.
Oh, yes, your license, but to be sure.
Yes.
I was wondering why you didn't have a license on your collar.
A license on my collar?
Definitely. Every dog must have a license.
No, I'm talking about a license for a different dog. No, a different license. You don't get it. You see, I want your permission to seat 90 people in the banquet hall. My license now only permits me to seat only 65, you see?
Oh, I see, yes. Well, I'll give you my permission just for tonight.
Good.
But you'll have to hire two extra firemen to stand by. That's just in case of any emergency, you know.
Yes.
Besides, my brother-in-law is a fireman. He can use the extra money.
That'll be $15 for each fireman.
Oh, that'll be okay, Your Honor. I'll be glad to hire the extra fireman.
Very well. Yes. Now, if you'll just run along about your business, let me take care of my restaurant here. I've got a lot of work to do to get ready for those 90 people.
No, 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 Your Honor, let me explain. It's my restaurant. I'll take care of the 90 people. You see, you're the mayor, and you're the one who's supposed to leave now. You see?
Very well. Very well, I'll go. But before I go, let me tell you one thing. I'm the best friend any dog ever had. And the next time I come in here, I want to see a license on your collar. Goodbye, Your Honor.
Gee, Parky, how was he ever elected mayor of this city?
I don't know. Maybe all the dogs went to the polls.
We've got official permission to use the banquet hall.
Yeah, that's one worry over. You know, Betty, with all the extra expense I got to go through, I'm not going to make very much money on this dinner tonight, but I don't care, Betty. This is our first big banquet, and it'll be a great ad for Parky's restaurant. It was a tough job getting that party for 90 people ready on such a short notice, but it'll be worth it, Betty.
Oh, you're right, Parky. This party tonight should do the restaurant a lot of good.
Yes.
Say, it's almost 8 o'clock. The people for the banquet should start to arrive soon.
They should, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Parky, will you wait on this gentleman coming in?
Yes, how do you do, sir? Come right in.
Oh, how do you do, boy? I spoke to somebody here about a reservation for 8 o'clock tonight. Is dinner all ready?
Yes, we're all ready for you.
Oh, good. Now, I'd like to eat right away because I'm very hungry.
All right. You don't want to wait for the rest of the party, huh?
Rest of the party?
Yes, you reserved the banquet room for a party of 90, didn't you?
Sure, that's me. I'll be 91 in December. Oh.
For the further adventures of Park Dukakis, Betty Rhodes, Opie Cates, his clarinet, and his orchestra, tune in again next Sunday, same time, same station. Is it a date? Okay, meet me at Parky's. And now until next Sunday evening, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light an old gold. This is Bob Williams saying goodnight for Old Gold and inviting you again next Sunday night to meet me at Parky's.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.